you're talking about one of the biggest celebrity weddings I have ever seen. That was one. And I take my hat off to him. That was the most beautiful wedding I have ever seen in my life.
Now, celebrity weddings, were there any other celebrities?
Yeah, he
one
had.
In this locker room?
Yeah, he had some nice people there. You know, Brian McKnight was the one who sung at his wedding for his wife coming down the aisle. And then he had Drew Hill. You know, that's our old favorite group back in the day. So he had Drew Hill perform at the reception. So it was big. It was a big time.
Are you in
We already did our 10 years. We're done.
So there won't be any big party.
No. You're more than welcome. You could have came to mine. We did a 10-year in Dallas. I surprised Tina. She didn't know anything was going on. So I renewed our vows all over again. So it was good.
Can you talk about getting the new scope?
I feel good. Y'all want me to stand up so I can all see so y'all don't have to lean down?
Okay.
I feel good. I mean, you know, it was an opportunity for me to get them done. I didn't have to get them done. I just wanted them to be able to play longer. And for me to play longer, I had to get something done to them. You know, I was playing with it for like the last 3, 4, 5 years, just in pain and realized that if I can have this type of season I had then with hurt knees, just imagine what kind of season I can have with, you know, healthy knees. So I feel good. I was even telling Greg, I'm thinking about going back in high jump, so we'll see if that works too.
So what's the range of motion difference from?
Oh, I mean, I can do everything that I couldn't do at first. I mean, I'm in the weight room squatting now, free weight, where I used to just use the machines because I couldn't put all that pressure on my knees anymore. But now I'm back to normal. I'm lifting what some of them offensive linemen are doing, so they get mad at me. But in all respect, I tell them I'm still old, but I can still be able to do what you guys do.
You always said you want to play till 40. So after this now, is this push to 40?
No. I'm gonna stick with 40 for right now. And then, you know, if God bless me at 40. And once I get to that mark, if God bless me to still be able to play at a high level, then I'll continue playing until they run me out of here.
So what are your thoughts on the 18-game season?
I don't really care for an 18-game season, but you never know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, if it happens, then we have to do what the NFL wants to do. We can't control that. So, but preseason, you know, I tell people all the time, I'd rather take the 4 preseason games any day. I don't play that much in preseason anyway, so I'll take those before I do a 2 extra, regular season games.
From the outside looking in, it looks like OTAs and minicamp are almost the same thing. Is that what the players do?
I think so. Only thing that's different is you can get fined because it's mandatory. You have to be here. But I think guys know that their job is to be here and give as much as you can to get to where we want to get. And, you know, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. And we only can get that if everybody, you know, is here and everybody's volunteered to do their job.
How explosive do you see this offense being this year?
You know, I told somebody, you know, the only thing we can do is go up. You know, we have a bunch of great group of guys on this offensive team, and it's just everybody getting an opportunity to step up and make plays. And we're going to all have that this year. It's just guys got to step up and do it. We have to start off fast. You know, last year we kind of slowed on the struggle, and then we started getting things hot at the end. But we start off fast, and we got 9 games before our bye. You know, guys start looking into that. As the veteran guy, you start looking into that early to make sure that we're on a nice little run by then, and then it's smooth sailing after that.
Do you think you guys are better than last year?
Oh, I think we're better. You know, I think the biggest thing with us is that you get everybody back healthy. You know, you protect A-Rod. And if you protect him, you got a bunch of guys on the island that can take care of business. You know, our goal is to, you know, get our title back, yards after the catch. You know, we all knew that we struggled for the last 2 years. That was our title. Now we got to get it back once again. And that's something that we've been talking about all this whole offseason, is making sure that once the ball is in our hand, everybody do their job, blocking and running.
Now, how much is Aaron Rodgers ruining in your eyes?
He's the leader, you know, and I tell him that all the time, that he's going to be the leader of this offense and the only way, or to in this team, in this locker room. And for us to get there, he's going to have to be the one to take us. So I think his mind right now is focused that he has to be that leader. He has to put it on his shoulders because when it's all said and done, that's what everybody looks at. And he's the face of this team, as everyone says. So we have to make sure that he continue playing at a high level. And if he keeps playing like that with the guys around him, we're going to be successful.
The numbers are already great, but how good do you think can be?
I mean, you know, the only he can say that, you know, I only can speak for myself, but I think right now he knows that he's playing at a high level, and if he continues that, then he can be one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, so that's up to him. It's not up to no one else.